Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a game that's just come out or is coming out, and we tell you how we're finding it. My name is Ben.
And my name is Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Ben.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing the surprise remaster of Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. Kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, looking at the feed of Black Isle, it looks like they have actually been talking about it for some time, but I don't think anyone really picked up on it until like a week before it was being revealed, and then suddenly it was like, being released, and suddenly people were talking about it. So it's a PS2 classic, really. It's something that a lot of people will remember very fondly. We're talking about a hack and slash dungeon crawler RPG. It's kind of top down. Almost, I mean, I wouldn't say isometric, but it's that kind of angle, you know, it's third person, but from almost a bird's eye view. Kind of like Diablo, I think, is probably a good comparison.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the original game then. I'm assuming you were a fan of it when it first came out. How many years ago? Probably close to two decades now?
Yeah, I'm going to actually, just for correct information, I'm going to pull it up on Wikipedia while I talk to you. But yeah, I was a huge fan of this game. It was one of the games that I played with the mysterious Peter's Gamer Uncle that occasionally gets mentioned on the podcast. It had couch co-op, so that was fun. It was released, let me tell you, in 2001. We're going back 20 years. I suppose maybe it's sort of intentionally done as kind of an anniversary release. And there was a sequel as well, which was also very, very good. And it was left on a cliffhanger, both in the first and second games. And then the third game was never released, despite the fact that it appeared like it should be a third game in the trilogy. But it's much beloved, and for its time, in some ways, was graphically quite cutting edge, actually. It's quite famous for its water sort of engine, physics engine, in that you can jump into a pool of water and the ripples are dynamic and they actually bounce off the edges of the pool. And for 2001, that's really quite something. You know, people will, if you either you or enemies are running through water, you'll leave like a wake that will bounce out and ripples will interact with each other. And it was really quite impressive, this water alone. So it's now been released as a remaster, and it's available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and is backwards compatible as well on PlayStation 5 and I imagine Xbox Series X as well. I'm sure it must be. And Nintendo Switch it's also available on. So in the game you play as one of three characters. There's a dwarven warrior, a human archer, and an elven sorceress. They all have their own skills that you can unlock and you do different spells and abilities. They've got certain strengths and weaknesses. For example, I believe the elven sorceress can't wear certain kinds of armor, whereas the warrior can do. So you choose one of these three characters and you arrive in Baldur's Gate, which is a city in the Forgotten Realms branch of the Dungeons & Dragons universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Dungeons & Dragons game. And when you get there, you are mugged in the street immediately on arrival. It's not a nice welcome.
No.
And you take shelter in the Elfsong Tavern, which is, I mean, it's right next to you when you wake up, so it's kind of the logical place to go. And when you get there, it starts out, I mean, this game is almost, it's a bit stereotypical Dungeons & Dragons kind of game in that the first quest that you're given is, please can you go and clear out some rats in my sewer, in my cellar, sorry. And then from the cellar, you kind of go a bit further and there are goblins that need killing. I mean, they're not actually goblins, they're kobolds, but they're essentially goblins. And like halfway through the game, you fight a dragon and, you know, it's quite on the nose in terms of fantasy tropes. But as long as you're not kind of wanting something that's really going to break the mold and do interesting things in the fantasy genre, that's not really going to bother you, I don't think. So that's the opening to the story is, yeah, you get mugged and you're after the thieves who've taken all your stuff. You want revenge. You want to get your belongings back. And so by doing quests for people and sort of exploring and listening to rumors, you'll eventually make your way to the Thieves Guild and get revenge. But that's only the first third of the game. The game is actually three acts.
Okay.
And from there, you move on elsewhere and have to do other things too.
Nice. So you say it's much beloved. There's obviously been a lot of debate over the past, I'd say maybe 5 years, about the volume of remasters and remakes in the wild. Obviously, this is a remaster, so it's essentially been upscaled and spit-shined rather than properly remade. How does it look compared to... I mean, I don't know if you... A lot of people sort of have nostalgic goggles, and when they play these things remastered, it's like, oh, it's just like how I remember. But then you go back and play the original one, it's muddy and blurry. So I don't know if you have a great frame of reference, but how does it look now? How does it play now? Have they made many changes?
Well, this is the thing. It's kind of good and bad in that sense, in that to me, I think looking at it in the remastered form is like what you remember with your rose-tinted goggles on, which is a good thing. You know, I think some people, if they went back to play this game on PS2, they might be a bit disappointed that it does look a bit muddy and a bit grainy, and the text can be quite hard to read at times. So now, if you go and play this remastered version, it actually plays like what you want the old one to play like. So you avoid disappointment in that sense. That's a good thing. On the other hand, that's about as far as it goes in terms of the remaster. It really is just a spit shine, and it doesn't really kind of... They don't break the bank on this and go wild. In fact, they've actually removed a couple of aspects from the game. There used to be a few cheat codes, which, I mean, you know, Cheater Austin was a big fan of those, where you could get, you know, loads of money and, like, infinite skill points to make yourself a cool character. There are unlockable... There have always been unlockable characters in the game. I'm assuming they're still unlockable in this version. You normally get them by completing the game on, like, hard mode or extreme mode. And it's classic characters from the Forgotten Realms world, for those who are in the know. A character called Dridst, who's been in other games as well. I don't know much about him, but he's there. He's available. And you could unlock those as well with the cheat codes early if you just wanted to have fun and not have to play the game on extreme difficulty. They've gone out of their way to remove those cheat codes for some reason. But there aren't, as far as I'm aware, there aren't trophies available for this game. So I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'd have to imagine that would maybe be the reason. But
yeah,
GTA allows for that, doesn't it? It just disables them.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be that is the reason. There's no trophies to unlock, so I don't know why they have removed the cheats. Also, I mean, it was a bit of a roller coaster, this game, in the, you know, as I say, going way back, the third game in the trilogy was never released, so that was a disappointment. And then out of nowhere, there was this good news: hey, we're releasing a remaster of Dark Alliance. This in the wake of the fact that a game called is it just called Dark Alliance, or is it just called? It's not just called Baldur's Gate, but anyway, there's a spiritual successor to this game that's sort of the third game, but absolutely not the third game at all, because it plays completely differently. That is in the works right now. So that was a good bit of news. And then, as I say, they announced this remaster. It was very exciting. And then, before the game was actually made available, I started to look at some of the footage that was available, and I thought, I'm not sure about this. It looks like it's really just been kind of plopped out, you know, and they've not really done anything to it. They've up-resed some of the textures, the text looks better, and that's kind of it. So I was almost, despite being optimistic at first, I was going into this thinking I was going to be disappointed. And then when I played the game, that wasn't the case. I think it looks, as I say, it looks like what you want it to look like if you played the game back in the day. And really the only things that I think let it down are the fact that the cheats have been removed for no reason. I don't know why that was done. The lighting engine is a bit off at times, in that some of the spells that you can cast, I mean, I can't really cast spells because I'm playing the dwarf and he can't really do a lot of magic, but some of the spells you can cast as the sorceress, they would give off their own lighting. So you would cast a magic missile or something, and it would give a silvery glow as it made its way through a corridor. And that now seems to have also been, I mean, I don't think they've gone out of their way to remove it, but whatever they've done to the lighting engine, that doesn't seem to work anymore. So you don't get these kind of extra lighting effects from the things that you're doing as a character. So that's a shame. And also I've had just a couple of very occasional minor but weird glitches where I've been pushing like a barrel around the room or something, and suddenly within one frame I've gone too close to a wall and it's disappeared, presumably on the other side of the wall, and it's just gone forever, which is fine because they're just containers that you smash open and there's like a couple of coins inside or whatever. But I never had that with the original game, and now on PS5 the barrels will occasionally move through a wall. So on the whole, I think that if people played this game in 2001 or, you know, subsequent years and enjoyed it a lot and have always wanted to go back to it, I think this is pretty much spot on for that. You will enjoy replaying this from a nostalgic point of view, and it will be as you remember it, even though the way you remember it is not actually accurate. So that's all good. For people who haven't played this, I think you'd have to be a fan of the genre, quite a big fan of the genre, a Diablo fan perhaps, because it can be a bit grindy and it's very hack and slash. It's really, you get hordes and hordes of enemies that you have to really grind your way through. Now, I'm not saying that as a complaint. I enjoy it. I'm really having a good time with this game. I put as much time into playing this game this week as I have into Resident Evil 8. So, I mean, that alone says, you know, that's not a bad thing. But certainly, it's not going to be for everyone, because it's like £25-30, something like that, which is quite a lot, really, for a game this old. But that's my advice. I think make sure you know what you're letting yourself in for if you've not played the original. And the looting as well is, that's the most rewarding thing. There's constant weapons and armor and coins being dropped, and it is quite, it gives you a little rush, I think, when you see a glowing sword fall out of an enemy and go, oh yeah, that's great, I'll use that or sell it, whatever. So there's a lot to be said for this game, but I advise caution to those who aren't fans.
Okay, yeah, nice. Baldur's Gate,
yeah,
more like Baldur's Late, because it's been 20 years. He's only just made it to last-gen consoles.
Whoa, easy. Don't be so sarcastic.
I'm not holding back.
More like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, more like Baldur's Gate Snark Alliance with what you just said there.
Bloody hell.
Complaining about how long it's been. Jeez.
God, you took my head off with that retort.
Yeah, I know.
Good lord, I can't fire back at that one.
Well, don't do it.
I won't. Watch me.
Thank you, everyone, for watching / listening, if you are listening to this Quipscope on our podcast feed. If you're watching on YouTube, these Quipscopes are now available over on your podcast provider of choice. So,
yeah, tripledgr.mup/podcast. You can find it there if you just want to listen. But obviously the gameplay adds something, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Yeah, if you're listening, go check it out on YouTube. And there's a video available. Yeah,
there we go. All right, we'll catch you later, everybody. Thank you for watching. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.